Mind control. Do some people have the power to control our minds? Is it possible to hypnotize people? Can someone's mind be controlled through subliminal messaging techniques? Do some people really have supernatural powers? British mentalist and illusionist Derek Brown has performed some amazing stunts on TV. One of Brown's TV specials was called The Heist. As part of this, he invited a group of business people to a seminar to learn some of his techniques. However, throughout the program, he used mind control tricks to condition them into believing that they should rob a security guard. He also used the power of suggestion to convince them that it was possible. Eventually, on the day of the robbery, Brown put them in the right state of mind to commit the robbery. And three of the four participants actually robbed the security guard, who was an actor. Luckily, they weren't sent to prison as it was all part of an experiment. Another show was How to Win the Lottery. For this, Brown predicted the lottery numbers live on air. He did this by placing the six balls facing away from the camera next to a television showing a live broadcast of the lottery draw. After the results were announced, he turned the balls around to reveal the winning numbers. How did he do it? Wouldn't you like to know? Hero at 30,000 feet was one of the most spectacular shows. The star of this program was 23-year-old Matt Galley. Brown chose Matt because he was a fairly average type of person. In the show, Matt was hypnotized several times and ideas were planted in his head. Later, he was placed in terrifying situations, which included being the victim of an armed robbery, touching a live crocodile, illicitly entering a policeman's home, and being trapped to a track while a train hurtled towards him. For the final act, Matt, who was terrified of flying, was invited to jet over to the States to appear on Brown's TV show. During the flight, the cabin crew announced that the pilot was ill and unable to land the plane. Incredibly, Matt volunteered to help. However, before he could get into the cockpit, Brown appeared from behind a curtain and put Matt into a hypnotic trance. While Matt was unconscious, the plane was landed by the real pilot. Matt was woken up in a flight simulator, still thinking he was on the original plane. Then, with the help of an air traffic controller, Matt managed to land the plane. Matt finally emerged from the cockpit to thunderous applause from friends and family, as well as the actors who helped stage many of the experiences. So, how amazing is that?